FM 90.3 WJTL Sovereign Grace Music, Emmanuel Debner and the Mile High Orchestra. Their unmistakable sound, Winter Wonderland before that, and Lee Nash, Maybe This Christmas. Mindy and Fred with you. Happy Thursday at 7:05.
And it's now time to check the WJTL 2018 end of the year donation thermometer. $484,281. That's our target to reach our budget by the end of the year. So far, your donations have totaled $282,855. That's 58% of the goal. Thank you. WJTL raises a significant amount of our budget during the last month of the year. So if you've not already done so, we invite you to send your end of the year donation to WJTL 1875 Junction Road. That's Mannheim, PA 17545. You can make a pledge or donation online, WJTL.com. And make sure your donation's postmarked or completed online before midnight, December 31st. Thank you so much for believing in this radio ministry. And thank you for investing in the lives of listeners who are impacted daily.
Our very special guest today is singer, songwriter, evangelist, and author, Peter Einstein. Good morning, Pete.
Hey,
good morning.
Great to have you here. Pete's brought his wife, Fran, and Fran has the coolest hair ever, Pete.
She does. I bring her. She's my plumage. She's the point, the focal point, and I just hang out with her.
Well, I could see why. Pete, anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
I just want to say hello to my church friends, also ministry supporters. And also, if there are inmates throughout the state of Pennsylvania tuning in, which I've mentioned to some of them, hey, good morning, guys. God bless you.
Yeah, that's awesome. So Sun Power Ministries, the name of your ministry. Tell us a little bit about Sun Power.
Sun Power, S-O-N Power, Power of the Son of God. The ministry started in 1992. It started me talking about the dangers of New Age occultism, a background from which I emerged. And music's always been a part of my life in the secular world growing up from age 7 to adulthood and beyond. And so that quickly entered into Sun Power. I had two fellows singing with me for 3 years. And then Fran and I were encouraged by our board of advisors to go out alone because I was at that point doing a lot more preaching as well. So we've always had a music component. We call our events concert services, music leading the way for a message, relevant, contemporary, but right from the Word of God.
So how did you get involved in prison ministry from that start?
It was really interesting. It sort of found me. We were spending time with a fellow who had done 14 years of hard time in prison, and he was miraculously cleared to go back into the prison system while he was still on parole. And he introduced us to some chaplains at the state level. He went on to do church pulpit ministry, and we continued throughout the state of Pennsylvania in the system. Wow. and do so today.
That's great. So what prisons in Pennsylvania do you get to visit?
Well, anything from Camp Hill, which is the classification facility, where we can do up to 3 concert services in one day, just throughout. We can go up into Cambridge Springs for women. We can go down into Chester, Mahanoy, Frackville, you name it. We've probably been there. And then also I'm in the county prison system weekly.
Wow, that's great. Now, you've written the book, The Inmate Within, Prison Ministry, A Haven of Hope. And I understand you started as a tutorial, but it turned into a book. Tell us about that.
Yes, I thought it was going to be a rather short, concise, informative tutorial. I got a publisher, Carrison Publishing, Cynthia Suter out of Granville, and she did a focus group, and people were interested in this concept for a variety of reasons. And she said, you know, I think you're selling your audience too narrow. So long story short, I rewrote the book. Completely rewrote it. What I thought was the book became the cliff notes for the real book a year and a half later.
Yeah. Wow. And where can folks find this book? Is it available online?
It is. We have our own dedicated website, www.theinmatewithin.com.
Okay.
And it can be secure ordering and credit card there, but also it's available through the complete book title on Amazon.
Okay. Once again, The Inmate Within, Prison Ministry, A Haven of Hope. We're going to talk more with Pete coming up. He'll give us more details on the book. We invite you to stick around. Music on the way, too. Audio Adrenaline, Christine.